everybody. It is your host, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I have the lovely Ms. Deborah Franklin, who is the founder and CEO of Conversations Entertainment Group, corporate headquarters for Deborah Franklin Publishing, and Church Girl CEO. She has 20 years of experience in the entertainment and education industry. Her knowledge and expertise, honey, help catapult the careers to the next level. She helps women captivate and tell their stories and come out and tell their truth. I am honored to have you today as a guest.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm interested. Oh, also, guys, let me tell you real quick. She is a very, 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 very accomplished author. She has written Adjectives, 21 Days, 21 Minutes of Prayer and Meditation, 30 Days of Motivation and Inspiration, The Prayer of Jabez, and The Marketplace. Come on, somebody. I'm going to say that again because that just did something to my spirit. The Prayer of Jabez and The Marketplace, that's major. She also is the host of Conversations with Deborah Franklin. She is an amazing media coach, and I am also blessed to be on one of her projects, so I'm excited about that, and we're going to get into that. So, Ms. Franklin, welcome to I Am Becoming. You are the ultimate becomer.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Glad you invited me to be a part of your platform.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. So you are like out here doing it, like female boss entrepreneur. Like, come on, somebody. Can we say multiple book launch in 1 month? That's
awesome. My God. That was okay. I'm so sorry for cutting you off. But when I tell you, when we realized that we were going to have basically 2 book launches in the same month, I was totally blown away. Because it wasn't even like in my radar. It wasn't even planned that way. It just really happened because it came down to the point is that when you hear God tell you to do something and you just do it, you don't really ask. If you're like me, I don't ask a lot of questions. I just jump in. God said, go do it. I say, all right, let's roll with it. Not looking at the dates and how everything was going together. So yeah, this is an amazing time for me and the women that are involved with these 2 projects.
Absolutely. And so I know a large part of your platform is basically changing the stigma of what church girl means, right? And helping people get free of that terminology or the mentality that goes with that. Can you share some of your platform with us?
Oh, most definitely. So with Church Girl CEO, a lot of times people say, well, I'm not a girl, I'm a woman. I said, you know what? You are absolutely correct. But the reason why I say girl is not in a negative or derogatory way. It's about our state of mind. Because when you were a girl, you thought you were Wonder Woman. You thought you could put on a bracelet and block a bullet. You thought you had a shield. You thought you had a rope that would, you know, you used to use your jump rope. And I'm probably aging myself. You know, you used to use your jump rope, wrap it around people, talk about you better tell the truth. So,
yes.
And then there was nothing that you would not try or do when you were a girl. It's only when we transitioned into being young women and older women that we started to put limits on ourselves and putting ourselves in boxes. So that's why Church Girl CEO is, that's why we're using girl. Now, the church girl, please, the church part is that I want you to think about as well, when you were a girl at church, you know, the scripture meant what the scripture meant. You didn't ask a whole lot of questions. If it said the water was turned into wine, you was like, yeah, that water was turned into wine. You felt like you could go toss us some water too. So it's almost to the point, just getting back to that simplistic time in your life in order to take that next step into being the CEO that God called you to be. Because in order to be the CEO that God called you to be, you cannot get trapped in a box. You have to operate like there's no limit for you to go to that next level. You might have to operate in fear. You may have to operate broke. But the key thing is that you are operating. Because when we were girls, we didn't care about money because we went to our father. So if I could have gone to my father when I was a child, why can't I go to my heavenly father now that I'm an adult to still make it to that next level?
Yes, that's powerful. That is super powerful. And I definitely say and have shared with my listeners that we have to ask, believe, and receive. And that's also a part of our becoming and launching us forward to our destiny. So tell us about truth.
Oh my God, truth. Oh my God, truth is a collection of church girl CEOs, or I should say women in ministry who are business owners telling their stories of being leaders in ministry as well as in business. So this particular collaboration is so awesome because we have a collection of women from all different walks of life. We have a real estate agent. We have someone that owns a basketball team. We have someone that has their own jewelry company. We have event planners, all telling about how they overcame the obstacles that were in their way, from divorce, from miscarriages, from their children saying that, you know, mommy, why are you aren't home? Why aren't you here with me? Or what's more important, the job or me? And how they got over that to be still become successful in their families as well as in their business. So truth is telling the truth. That's all I can say. And it's not going to be like a lot of the collaborations that just give you some like cookie cutter information. I promise you, my ladies worked. And I told them, I wanted them to tell the truth. Like, don't give me those. A lot of times people hear, don't use all that church colloquialism. Don't say God did it. God did it. Yes, he did it. But how did he do it? Because a lot of times you're sitting at home, you crying, you depressed, and you trying to figure out what you're going to do. And if you read something here, so, child, just pray. But what happens when I get through praying and I still feel like ain't nothing happening? So that's what they're talking about. They're talking about their process through all of what they went through, you know, how they had to take a different class, how they had to take the scrutiny from friends and family and before they could make it to the next level. I had one young lady that talked about how she used to have to sneak out the house just to change clothes to put on the business attire that she felt that she should be wearing in order to get the job or even to be accepted into the business world. So there are a lot of things that are being discussed in this book and they're true, and it's truth. That's all I can say. It's the truth.
That's amazing. Okay, guys, we got to go to break. But when we come back, we're going to get more into why it's important to have a media coach when you're trying to show up in the marketplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sydney Chandler-Lene, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Hey everybody, it's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you. Welcome back. You are listening to I Am Becoming. I am your host, Alondra Brooks, and I have the lovely Deborah Franklin, CEO of Church Girl CEO, and we are delving into women coming into the marketplace, but she is also a phenomenal media coach, and I want her to tell my becomers why it's important to have a media coach when you're going into the marketplace.
Wow, that is such a powerful question, because a lot of times most people think, oh, I need to get a publicist, I need to get this, I need to get that, and the last person that they think about is a media coach. And a media coach, for what how I train in media, is that I train from the behind the scenes part. You need a media coach to help you answer questions, how you should form your questions, how are you going to answer those questions, and how you sound when you are answering those questions. If you are animated, are you too animated? Can you bring it back? Because I know one of my biggest things is that I talk with my hands. If y'all could see me right now, I am literally moving my hands as we talk. And so, and if you've seen any of my broadcasts, you know that I still talk with my hands. So it's like that's something that I have. That's one of those things that I have to work on. And then being able to remove the ums and those filler words that we use, like for real though, you know how some people say that so much. And I know you have heard conversations and you're like, okay, for real, y'all got another word that you can use, and they continue to do that. So that's something that I work with you, as well as especially for authors and speakers, knowing how to answer those basic questions, like what is your genre? What is your muse? And one of my favorite things is basically answering the first question. What is your name? Practice saying your name, guys. I'm giving you a good media tip right here. A lot of times people say, what do you mean? That's major, because I know you have seen these conversations and people have said, well, you know, just tell the people how a little bit about yourself and, you know, who you are. And they pause. And it's like, that's not something you should pause at. That's something that you should know your name and what you do. You should be able to say that like bam, 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 bam. It's almost like practicing your elevator pitch. And that's another thing that we work on. We work on your why statement, because when you know your why, you're able to really have a great conversation or an interview with someone, whether you're on a podcast, whether you're on TV, whether you're on radio, whatever medium or platform you're on, you should be able to communicate properly and effectively and not look like someone asked you a question that you weren't prepared for. You should be able to think on your feet. And so those are some things that I work with my clients on when I'm their media coach.
And that's phenomenal, because I'm an imaging coach, so I deal with the image part of the coaching. So those go hand in hand, and I tell people it's very important when you're taking your package to the next level. So,
most definitely.
Yes, so I'm going to be biased for a second. I am privileged to be on your other project that you're going to be releasing in September, and I am so honored to be a part, because this is something that I am so passionate about. So do you want to share about that project?
Yes, 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 y'all. I'm so excited about this project, because this is one of those projects that I thought would never in a million years that I would even tap into. But God said, you're gonna get something, because I have a publishing company, and it's like, you're going to have something to offer your clients that nobody else is doing. And I said, okay, God, whatever that is, I need you to tell me, because right now I don't know. And then God said, you're going to do an audiobook. I said, do an audiobook? What am I going to do an audiobook on? I'm not going to sit here and read none of the books I got. So God said, in this time, I started to look at what's going on in our right now in our country, in our world. A lot of people are going through. A lot of people are just in that place of needing some type of encouragement, some type of, you know, motivation, inspiration. And so that's how this whole audiobook came apart. That's how... And the title of it is something so simple. And it's for women to know that you got this. You got this. And I was like, God, for real? That's what you want the title to be? Because, you know, I pray about everything. God said, and then it was like, when I didn't get nothing else, I was like, all right, that's what it is. And so, and it's going to be a collection of women giving motivation and inspirational thoughts on you, how what that means to them, basically. You got this. And somebody said, so are you giving everybody a different subject? Are you giving everybody? I said, nope. I said, the key thing for this project is that the Holy Spirit has to speak through you to the people. So I can't tell you what to say when we're saying the Holy Spirit is telling you. So if everybody comes back with the same topic, then that's what the Holy Spirit and the Lord wants everybody to hear. So that is what we are working on. And because it is an audiobook, we're able to do a quick turnaround on that because you don't have to send it off to multiple places. And so that's what we will be doing. And I'm so excited about this project because I just can't wait to hear what these ladies are saying as far as how they're going to motivate and inspire people. Because we had a meeting yesterday, and honestly, I got so emotional. It was just like, because when I started to think about what I was going through and how I needed somebody to just speak a quick word, it's like, yes, you got that go-to song, you got that go-to whatever, but do you have something that you could just pop in and just have something, somebody just speaking a word to you, encouraging you? And then to hear it from women that are going through probably some of the same things that you are. Can you imagine hearing those voices? And the crazy part, I only wanted 10. And then I said, y'all, I just wanted 10, but if we get 15, that's going to be the limit. And I told them, I said, y'all, I'm cutting it off. I'm cutting it off if they don't get it by this date, because I knew what our turnaround time was. Do you know God opened up the door because I forgot to close it? We got the 15 women to be a part of this project. So it's, y'all, I don't even know what to tell you. All I can say is when we tell you it's time to download, go get that audiobook, you better go get it because it's going to bless your whole socks off.
Yes.
I already know it is.
Women on the platform, like doctors, gospel recording artists, like every walk of life that you can imagine, going through real life, everyday stuff, running businesses. It's going to be amazing. Like, I'm really honored to be a part, and I can't wait either because I know that it's blessing me even doing it, and everybody shared that as well in the meeting, and I just can't wait for you guys to hear it. And thank you to you for allowing God to lead you to do it and to open up the platform for us to come on, bless women, because I'm all about that. You know, I'm the Sunday afternoon motivator, so I'm definitely honored to be a part and to lift up my fellow queens out there that y'all got this. We all trying to get it every day, and we all going to get it. You know, we going to get there for sure. So where can they find you at on your social media platforms? If they want your media coaching services and they're ready to take their brand to the next level, where can they find Ms. Deborah Franklin at?
You can find me everywhere, Deborah Franklin, or Conversations Deborah Franklin. And y'all, I'm so excited about all the projects that we're working on. And if you are on Instagram or Facebook, you can inbox me, DM me. You can even email us at churchgirlceo@gmail.com. If you go to the website, and I'm just going to go ahead and nip it in the bud right now. We are doing what a lot of people should be doing during this quarantine. We are rebranding. And we are changing things to look like, give it that different look. Because as I've always said, when we come on the other side of this, you better not look the same and you better not be doing the same. So that means we are going through that process of rebranding. So just inbox me and we can definitely get you started.
Hey, guys. I always try to bring my becomers, some other becomers, to pull you along in your becoming. And I appreciate you. I'm honored and blessed to have met you and to be a part of your baby, your project. And, guys, definitely use her as a resource. I thank you for coming on. As always, you can tune in to me on Instagram. I must become the number one for your daily inspiration and your motivation. You always can find me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. Don't meet me here. Beat me here. If you need coaching services as far as small business or imaging consulting, you can email me at imustbecomethenumber1@yahoo.com. And you can follow me on Facebook at Coach Awanda Brooks. And I love you, and I'm rooting for you as always. Remember what I say. Don't do anything for man's opinion, but do everything with man in mind. And it is never not a time to become. I love you. Peace.